First, you know, we prepare. Second, we wait. Third, we confess. But this step is where we really connect with the good Lord. And we call it Bible time. I want us to focus on Bible time this morning by considering two questions about our Bibles, okay? Number one, why is time in our Bible so crucial to a personal prayer life with God? Well, I believe 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 answers that question. If we want to really consider why Bible time is so critical, all we have to do is look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17 spell it out in a powerful way. Listen to the scripture. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God, and I might put in there as well, or the woman of God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I think that's a description that has no equal in the Bible as to the usefulness and the importance of the Bible and the Scripture being a part, an integral part of our time alone with God. So let's now look at a second question, and here we come to the meat of what I want to share with you today. What practice can help us tap into the power of this book? What practice, what technique, what can we do with this book that helps us link in with the power that this holds for our teaching, our rebuking, our correcting, and our training in righteousness? The practice that I think can help us do this, and it's relatively new for me. I've not done it a lot, but I've been reading about it through the mutual friend that we all have in John Maxwell, author of Partners in Prayer. And as we look at this practice, I want you to take note of it, and this week I hope we put it into practice. But praying the scripture is what we want to look at together this morning. I want to just ask those that are in the training time this morning, have you ever prayed scripture? Anybody ever? Okay, several of you are familiar with it. I have done it occasionally, but not regularly or intentionally. And what I'm being reminded of as I read this scripture and this lesson is that praying the scripture is a very powerful practice. It will have huge impact on us. So let's ask this question then. How? How do we pray the scripture? If that's a practice that can help us tap into the scripture's power, how do we go about praying a scripture? I'm going to quote from our mutual friend, John Maxwell. This comes out of his book, Partners in Prayer. And I can't say it more clearly or succinctly. How do we pray scripture? Here's his response to that question. Begin by selecting a passage from the Bible that speaks to your heart on the subject you want to pray about. To pray the passage, just personalize it as you read it, applying what it says to yourself or to the person you're praying for. Respond to that passage mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Feel free to stop reading and then continue praying as God's Spirit prompts you. Now, there's a lot that he said right there, but I think the gist of it is this. If we can find a scripture that we know relates to a burden on our heart, or a joy in our spirit or a desire that we have, and we locate that scripture, first we read it, and then we pray it. And we pray it by basically expressing it as a prayer back to God, but we personalize it with our own way of putting it into words. Now, let me give you an example. In Philippians, there is a wonderful, wonderful passage of Scripture in chapter 4. I would like to encourage you, in fact, to go there with me. Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 4 through 7. This is a scripture that we're going to read, and then we're going to see how Dr. Maxwell personalized it as he prayed it. And I think that's a way to kind of help us understand what we're learning today. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, that's a beautiful scripture written by Paul, and it gives us guidance on prayer. Now, let's listen to what Dr. Maxwell wrote as he prayed this scripture to the Lord. Listen to the way he worded it. Heavenly Father, I rejoice in you always. I will say it again. I rejoice. You are an awesome, incredible God. I pray that my gentleness, which comes from the power of your Holy Spirit, would be evident to all. Lord, I know you are near. You have promised never to forsake or abandon me. And for that reason, I will not be anxious about anything. You are on the throne, and I will trust in you. In everything, Lord, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving and praise, I will present my requests to you. And Lord, I ask that your peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard my heart and mind in Christ Jesus from the cares and the anxieties of this day. It is in the strong name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen. How about that? Did you see how he literally took the scripture and prayed it to God? He just personalized it, as if those were his petitions, those were his gratitudes, those were his convictions and beliefs. And in doing so, he was establishing a powerful, powerful contact with God. God's word was what God spoke to him, and then he spoke God's very words back to his Creator. There's power in praying the scripture. And I believe that that is a practice that's worthy of us doing some work on. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you in the coming week, before we meet next week, I'm going to invite you to select a passage of scripture that speaks to you, that perhaps has to do with something that's on your mind, something that's on your heart. And I want you to read on it this week in your personal time with the Lord. I want you then, and here's the challenge. I want to challenge you. I want you to write down a prayer from you to God using that scripture as the basis for the prayer. You personalize it, but use the scripture as your guide. Pray the scripture back to God, personalizing it in your own way. Now, you're free to select whatever scripture you want. And if you don't have a scripture that you feel, you know, that you just can't come up with one off the top of your head, I want to share with you the scripture that I'm going to be doing. I'm taking that assignment to myself as well. I'm going to take Isaiah 40, verses 27 to 31. And I'm going to write a scripture prayer back to the Lord in my quiet time this week. And I'm going to be responsible and accountable to you to read it to you, and we'll pray it together when we meet next week in our Time Alone with God series. So time alone with God is what we're trying to train ourselves in. It starts with preparation, listening. It continues as we wait on the Lord, letting Him love us and search us and show us. It connects with God as we confess any sin that He reveals to us. And then it starts getting deeper and deeper as we spend our time in the Bible praying the scripture back to Him. Now, I want us to do something right now. I'm going to pray the scripture that we've focused on in our reading this morning. And I'd like us to just be in agreement as we all bring this to the Lord in prayer. May we pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for my prayer partners. And together, we want to rejoice in You. We know that in the Scripture, You teach us and You show us that it's important to rejoice. And that's why You say it twice. So we say again, we rejoice in You. Lord, we believe that You are an awesome and powerful God. And we pray that our gentleness would be evident as we live our lives this day and in the days to come. We want to practice gentleness through the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. So, Lord, when we're prone to be forceful, help us to be gentle. We know that You're near. We know that whatever happens, You've promised to be near us. You never leave. You never forsake Your people. And so, Lord, when we think about how You're near us, You never leave us, You never forsake us, Lord, that gives us confidence that there's nothing to be worried about. Instead of being anxious, Lord, what we are going to try to do this week is by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving and praise, let all of our requests be made to You. Whatever's going on in our lives, we bring it to You. And we know that as we do, Your promise is that You will send Your peace. Your peace that transcends all understanding will remove our anxieties and replace it with peace. And Lord, we ask that whatever is on our hearts or minds that troubles us today, we could begin right now by exchanging our anxieties for Your peace as we pray. We pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Well, I will see you next week, and I hope that in the meantime, you will take a passage of Scripture and get alone with God and write out your prayer of Scripture back to Him. And I want to include some of those prayers in our time of training next week. This is the first time I've given you an assignment that we're going to incorporate into our training time. But I believe it's a worthy assignment. And as we get better and better in praying Scripture, I believe we can get stronger and stronger in our personal prayer lives. It's kind of like riding a bike. You know, at first, you're a little wobbly. You may even need some training wheels. So we're going to get on the bike with some training wheels next week, and we're going to ride, and we're going to pray scripture together. And we're going to trust that the good Lord helps us to catch our stride, make things balance out, and help us deepen our personal time with Him. So thank you, and I appreciate your attention to this morning.